and the mayor here on a great-looking Friday morning. Once again, highs in the low to mid-50s today. Our man Spencer Nolan Young is doing some unbelievable artwork live and in person, painting these iconic Packer paintings, which we are going to be auctioning off for both of our favorite charities, helping the homeless and helping vets. This could be great. What do you see his what we got doing here? But we also have the Nettle Hill Band for the Heights Pub and Parlor Music. I'm sorry, I got a candy in my mouth, so I'm not speaking. Liz, go ahead and introduce yourselves if you don't mind.
Yeah, we're the band Nettle Hill. We come from Menchoville, Wisconsin.
Was it Iron Buffalo?
Iron Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Man, love that place.
Still roaring.
I proposed to my wife at that place.
Aww. Did you really?
I'm not kidding.
So you were both drunk?
No. Yes.
That's a great
We're after.
Love it.
So Liz, it's you and your brother?
Yes, yeah.
Now how's that working out?
Great. I mean, we always got along. I mean, there are a few incidences as right. children. But
are we going there?
No. Are we going there?
We've been getting along great.
All right, and then you brought this guy in.
Yeah, we're working on the adoption papers.
Okay. And John, you're all...
So we grew up 5 miles down the road.
Right. High school, together, all seen the same age.
Yep. Yeah.
Go Panthers!
Yeah, you got it.
Well, that's great. So, and have you always been in music? You seem like you...
Pretty much, yeah. So I sang, I had like classical training, and JD would like steal my guitar when we were in high school, I think. Yep. And that's how he learned how to play.
Across as maybe you had some parts of the school play?
Yeah, I did.
Just a little.
Is there anything, like we were standing outside letting them kind of do their own thing. Singing.
Right.
Is there a better sound than a banjo?
No, it's awesome. I mean,
I'm
really,
not even kidding.
It's fun to listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you guys are fun to listen to.
I think I'm a guitar player. Like, that's my main instrument. I've picked this up over the years, and I'm still learning this thing. My biggest fear is, like, someone really knowing what they're doing, hearing me, like, whatever you're doing,
there's some great sounds coming out of it.
So I went and saw Earl Scruggs play.
Oh, really?
I went out after that and bought a banjo.
No. Oh. They're tough. They're really hard.
They are much, much harder than I thought. Took lessons, but just... I mean, that is a great, great instrument, and you can have a lot of fun with that. So, all right.
Tell us about your history. How did you guys get, how did you put it all together and make some money doing music?
We're still working on that part.
Yeah. Everybody says that. I didn't say a lot of money. I said making money.
Kind of a drunken night. I was at a show in Manitowoc, and the bands were playing, and I walked up to like the promoter of that event. And I said, hey, you know my brother, JD? Yeah, we sing together. And we're in a band. We could open, for one of your shows. And he's like, cool. That's awesome. 2 days later, he books us. But I hadn't told JD that we were a band yet.
Totally. Yeah, you listen to your sister. Yeah.
So then we had to do all the things, come up with the name, and get our 45-minute set list. And then we just went
like
from there.
That?
Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Tell me about the name.
Yeah, Nettle Hill. We were looking for a band name because we just made up a band on a whole cloth. We better have a name. Right around the time we were looking for a name, there's an article in our Herald Times newspaper about the history of Cato, which is a town not too far from where I grew up. And that town's name was originally Nettle Hill. She sends me that and says, what do you think about that?
Wow, is that
There's
cool?
our name.
There's always a cool story behind some of these names. That's awesome, JD. That's very cool.
You know what I want to do? I want to buy. I thought about it again yesterday. I'm coming through there, and I think it's off of P or one of those roads of Cape that area. There's that big old greenery. Do you know what I mean? Are they going to turn that into something? I think that'd be such a great venue place, wouldn't it?
I think it's on Zillow.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
I think it's for sale.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's make it happen.
Okay. I'm in. I'm all in.
The Granary and Brilliant, the same idea. They turned it into a wedding venue.
Right.
It's really cool.
But you know the place I'm talking about. It's just majestic standing out there.
Nettle Hill Coliseum, man. That's what you guys are going to be playing.
I like it. Well, let's hear a little something.
All right, you guys.
Here we go. Introduce yourself. Yep. Liz.
We're the band Nettle Hill. This is our song, 7 Years.
Beautiful.
Seven years since I've been tied down. 7 years since I put on that wedding.
comes home at the end of the day. We go to bed and roll our separate ways. When we touch, I turn to ice. If I had to say I do twice, I don't think I would. All the girls running round on the town, down the strip in their bachelorette crowns. Looks like me way back in my prime. Long black hair and nothing but time. I did my hair just yesterday. Looked down at my hand and found my first gray. Where's the time gone? I guess nobody knows. Neither do I. Forever feels like nothing when you got nothing but time. Forever feels so far away. But who knew forever meant until you get old? A little bit colder and gray. Hey, yeah. Buys me a drink, takes me out on the floor. We don't stop till we get to the door. He said he loves me, but I know he's a liar. When he looks at me, I feel the fire. I'm a long, long way from home. I'm not sleeping on my own. He ain't gotta know.
All right. Did you write that?
I wrote that.
You wrote that one. Okay.
You know what's so funny? It's like if you're just watching him and, you know, beautiful voice, beautiful woman, the whole but it's like, ooh, is that an angry person? But you do it in a real nice way. That is so cool.
And what I love is this, the harmony is great, right? But between siblings, it's just, there's just something, that's right? You've heard that before.
Tell us again about your voice training, though. What a beautiful voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I had some lessons in high school. And, yeah, just like, I think classical training is the way to go, no matter what, you know, avenue you go. But
so you're big into music theater. What play would you put on that she would be the lead singer in?
Oh, boy.
He's going to say Sound of Music. That's for sure, right?
Yeah, yeah. She'd be the lead. I know that.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where am I going?
Her brother's laughing. He goes, well, of course, I could have told you that. So, no, that's great. You were just trained in high school?
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to go back for some more vocal training, I think.
Right.
You know, but.
And that's available. Aren't you kind of pleased with the music and the arts in?
Oh, yeah.
Even, you know, Reidsville, but the whole area, right? Manitowoc, the conservatory. Yes. I mean, it's pretty cool what we have here, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of really talented people out there.
This guy, you know, runs the greatest record store in America, okay? When are you guys going to have some? When are you going to drop an album?
We got one out from a couple years ago. We recorded it during the pandemic or whatever.
Really?
So 2020. Yep, it's on all the streaming things and such. So that was on there. Broken. But we're just about done with we're finishing up the second one.
You're done. Did you say something?
No.
Tell us about, but I have that written down, though. I asked you, Liz, where you're going to be playing, but tell us about how we
find your music. I want to listen to this.
Right, this website and streaming and all that. Where are you? Okay.
You can take over.
JD.
I'm the website maintainer.
All right.
IT guy. We've got our music on, you know, Spotify, YouTube, all the places you can get it. You can buy our CD on our website, nettlehillband.com. We've got the one out right now, and we've got another one in the works very soon.
So on Spotify, should we just write down to Nettle Hill?
Nettle Hill, the album's called Set Fire to a Perfect Story.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Set Fire to a Perfect Story on Spotify. Now,
and are you the writer for all the songs?
No, I wrote some. We all kind of write a couple here and there. We all about even close. They've wrote a few more. This one, there'll be a few more. So
that's so awesome.
Can it's I ask fun. You?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, just how often do you get together practice? Is it like...
We play a lot. So it's like every week.
You guys are dairy farmers, right?
I'm still
Did you guys literally ever practice in the barn type things? Yes or no?
We usually make it into the house, but I've had to run off during practice to go check a cow time or two.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Where are you guys going to be playing? Where can we see you guys live?
So we're going to be...
you can pick it up. It's okay, Liz.
Yes.
Test her eyesight.
We're going to be at Thirsty Joe's. That's in Mishicot. And that's going to be on April 19th. So... next Saturday. We're there from 7 to 10. And
that's an awesome little community down there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I love Mishicot.
Yeah, it's never
Mishicot.
It is,
right?
I agree.
Mishicot shows up and they party.
They do.
They do. You know, another, I think it was Dennis that told us one of the craziest groups they ever get was popular is Newton. The town of Newton.
Newton.
Yeah, yeah. They can turn it up there, too.
Yeah, Manitowoc County brings it strong.
They do. They do.
Yes. Have you guys played the Wharf?
Not lately. A couple times, yeah.
We were there for the glam band one time, but we didn't, because it was so crowded. It was a beautiful night, so we were at the sub place, right above the submarine, at the Maritime Museum, and that sound coming over the water there at night, magical. It was like amphitheater-type sound.
Yes.
It was just so cool.
So, Mishicot, next Saturday?
Next Saturday, yep. And then April 26th, we're at the Gray Fox, which is Fox Hills in Mishicot again. We're going to be there from 8 p.m. to midnight. And then we'll be at Tapped on the Lakeshore. That's like Manitowoc, Two Rivers area. We're there noon to 3.
Wow. That Lakeshore,
that's May 3rd. Yeah.
Those are some nice places. And that Fox Hills is another place. Yeah. That's a good golf course.
Yeah, they're great to us. Yeah. We haven't played at Thirsty Joe's yet. That'll be our first time there. But heard great things about it.
It is.
Looking forward to it.
We get a quick break. Nettle Hill. The Nettle Hill Band, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. They are spectacular. You're going to hear more from them as soon as we come back.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. Man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I... You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
I'll tell you, when you talk about a voice, huh? Oh, my gosh. Got a text here. Missing you guys this morning. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. Dennis just a little under the weather right now, resting up for about 14 gigs he's got coming up in 3 days during the draft. We've got Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land, National Record Store Day. That's tomorrow. Folks, it's so huge. It's incredible. But talk about some of the bands you got coming in, Todd.
So then we do shows at the store as well. And May 10th, we got a all-female bluegrass band coming. The Rosie Days Band. And then Jenny Dontner Spurs are going to be back from Portland, Oregon, be back July 1st. Tickets will go on sale Tuesday.
All right.
Awesome. And again, what's going on at your store tomorrow and where you guys are?
Record Store Day, 838 South Military Avenue. You'll see the line of people waiting outside, wonder what's going on. Open at 7 a.m., goodie bags to the first 50 people, free coffee and donuts once you get inside. Fun day. Awesome.
Did you just call it National Record Store Day, or is it truly?
It's truly National Record Store Day.
Really? So this is going on coast to coast.
Yeah. And everybody does a little something different, but it's basically the same event in general. It's to get everybody to come to the record store and spend the day.
And if there's still, I mean, tomorrow wouldn't be that day, but if there's anything more fun than going, like when I used to be on the road for Green Bay and there'd be a record, it's like, there's nothing more fun than the nostalgic, great feel when you're going through those bins. It's like, oh, I remember this Eagles album. I remember
the best part sometimes. Yeah. It's so therapeutic just to flip through the bins and see what's there. And
it brings back memories like you can't believe.
Well, I'm just wondering, Todd, too, like if you do travel, are there different types of, you know, is the collections at different stores around the, you
sometimes
know, is it different?
You see regional things. Yeah. Like down in Texas, I was able to find some like Texas rockabilly bands and stuff that are kind of obscure here. You get down south, you get a little more soul and R&B just because it just doesn't make it to Green Bay, some of that stuff. So you'll see regional things. You go to Minneapolis, you might see more replacement Soul Asylum.
Prince,
obviously. But it's the record store. I read something.
It's like, maybe I got this wrong. Maybe I'm exaggerating, which I don't normally do. But I want to say it's almost like $100,000 for this certain Prince album.
You wouldn't believe that, the insurance policy we have.
It was the Black Album.
Okay.
And it got pulled, or he pulled it. I forget the story.
But some had gotten out.
There's like maybe a couple thousand that got out. So it's crazy, that record, if you find it. But then it's been bootlegged or been.
Right.
So there's fake ones out there too. But
that's the one.
It's.
Was I right?
I think you may have been.
Thank you.
I wasn't listening, but anyway. So
we're gonna ask everybody here though. Favorite musician or favorite album that you ever bought?
And if we could do two real quick, and I want to know who influenced you to get into this.
And then you're gonna play again.
Yep.
Who influenced to play guitar?
If your parents or teacher or some.
I played Guitar Hero once, and then I put it down. And
that's awesome.
I picked one up, and it was.
First album or CD or whatever it was in your
era. My favorite one is Tom Waits.
Tom Waits, very cool. Liz?
I would say like my influence would be my Aunt Mary. She was really, she is really big into like the Christian kind of rock. Okay. Sounds like Amy Grant. So she would definitely have been my inspiration. First album.
Sounds like Sister Aunt Mary. You know, sounds like a nun. When you said that, I don't know.
Patsy Cline.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do Crazy?
I do, yeah.
Oh, can we hear Crazy next?
Yeah.
I can even. I can jump.
I don't have it.
No, you don't have it. I could jump in with you.
Okay.
I do a great Patsy Cline.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
JD? Probably most meaningful album purchases I ever made were the first two White Stripes records. White Stripes, self-titled, and just still.
Wow.
Haven't had the same musical taste since.
Oh, that's
total shift
awesome.
In where I was going.
Nice. Give yourselves a plug one more time. Name of your band, where you're going to be.
We're the rock and roll band Nettle Hill. We come from Menchelville, Wisconsin, and we're going to be in Mishicot on the 19th and 26th at Thirsty Joe's in the Gray Fox.
Phenomenal. Folks on the Lakeshore, you got to get out and see these people. What do we got coming up next, Liz?
Hang on. We're gonna do the art, guys.
Oh,
we're going to do
debut?
The art. Yeah, the debut of
Look
the
at
art.
This. Oh, all right, wow. Spencer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spencer Nolan Young, who is the greatest artist in the United States of America, has just completed his two iconic original pieces of art. These will be for sale. One is going to Jim's Homeless Shelter, NEW Community Shelter. The other one is going to help our First Homes Village of Wisconsin. We're going to have those up on an auction type thing. Right, Todd?
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is we're going to give them to the organizations, and then they'll contact the organizations. Exactly. But we're going to show them off here.
We're
going to
have them displayed
studio.
For the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
So even if you're walking by outside on the sidewalk, you'll be able to see them.
That is awesome, Spencer.
Spencer, congratulations, man. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you.
Can't wait to see all the things you're doing at the draft, too, buddy. We'll have you on again, okay? Real soon.
Awesome.
You're the best. Tell your mom, said hello. All right, Nettle Hill Band, ladies and gentlemen, closing out the week. Listen close because they're phenomenal.
When you came to me, brokenhearted, lonely man nursing career, got started.
precedes me. Hush, think I hear another broken man who needs me. Got an endless supply of patience. You're taking me up.